football. The post-game interview.
We're going to go down, and Jed Buse is waiting patiently, I believe, next to our own Jason Doherty.
Yes, he is, Tom. He has drawn the short straw for K-Rock this evening. Everybody else has run away, and Jed has kindly joined us on K-Rock Football. Jed, great to be back in the team, firstly, individually for you. It's been a bit of a journey in the first 8 or 9 weeks of the season.
Yeah, it's been an interesting one. 10 weeks now. So, it's been interesting, doing some sessions out on my own and different schedule to everyone else, and then just to slot straight in was fortunate.
And you didn't seem to really skip a beat. We were just talking about it upstairs in the box about you were pretty clean below your knees, and it looked like you hadn't been out of the team for that long.
Thank you. I definitely had all the work done in terms of running and that stuff, but it was just literally the ball stuff. So to be clean enough tonight when the pressure was on was good.
Jetta, Kingy, Benny and Neildy talking to you from up in the K-Rock box. Commiserations. How did you find adjusting to the tempo when you've been out for so long?
It's a lot quicker, a lot more physical. Probably the physical stuff. I haven't had that contact just because of the finger. So, first quarter I got smashed a few times, which really woke me up. And then I was good after that. But definitely quicker than training. I think I adjusted to it pretty quickly and, went all right.
Yeah. The time, as you touched on, you're able to continue to run, but is it a lonely place when you're the only guy in that sort of running group by yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. It was nearly a 15K session the other week, and that one almost broke me. I was like, what am I doing? But when you get the call that you're playing, you're like, all right, it's all worth it. Would have been nice to get the win tonight, but, they're a good team and we just fell short.
Jed, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us. Were you surprised you got a call up without a game in the VFL?
A little bit. I actually rang Scotty on Tuesday and just said I think you should play me in short. Just planted the idea nice and early in the week. And then Thursday come and he thought I was moving really well at training and I was going to have a chat about it in match committee. So,
Is that something you would normally do? And why were you sort of so confident that you'd be able to come in and perform as you backed it up, obviously, but perform as you did?
Yeah, I could have been lying to myself. I just was confident and thought there's a job there. There's a few small forwards I can play on. And I had done the work at training and felt good. So it was more of a feeling than anything. But I could have easily been wrong and had a stinker and would have been like, whoop, wrong decision. But, played all right. So it was definitely worth it.
Well, fantastic, I suppose. If you're confident you've put the work in and you've backed yourself in to do that and then actually backed it up by performing on the night, it's a really good reward, obviously, for you. I know your team didn't win the game, and it's not an individual sport, but you must be sort of thrilled that sort of panned out for you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just would have been the icing on the cake the main thing would have been the win. But it is nice to play my role, I guess, and pay the coach back when I said, asked him if he should play me.
Fifth quarter, thanks to Homestyle Aged Care, the next best thing to being at home. Speaking with veteran Cats defender Jed Buse, it's hard to say veteran, but when you've got a 3 in front of your age and 170 games, it probably can roll off the tongue a bit easier. Here's Neildy.
Jed, well done tonight. We did think that you played really well. We're really impressed with your one grab stuff and some of your outnumber work. Hey, mate, just first thought back at the game, do you think it's one that got away, or do you think that there is a lot to like and you can still use that to springboard into the next part of the season?
I think there's a lot to like. I think it is one that got away. We had our chances late in the game. We convert, only would have taken one of those to get the win, but we can take a lot from that. They are a good team, but it shows that we are too and we can match it. So a lot of positives come out of that one, I think.
Yeah, just on from a player's point of view, like we sit up here, we watch the game, we think we know what's going on. We try to describe the style of play of both teams. Going into that game, what did you expect from, let's say, the ball movement of GWS?
Yeah, we're probably expecting them to switch it a lot and then just come quickly through the guts. They started it really well by hand. We probably weren't quite prepared for that. They did that pretty successfully. And they just ran in waves really well. We feel like if we had to just turn a couple of those early ones over, it might have stifled the future ones. So when it works, it looks really good. But if we had to just pinch a couple more back, we would have scored on the back of them. So that's probably what we were expecting mostly.
Yeah, okay. Another final one for me is just a question around and also a comment about just the overall pressure that you guys apply to the opposition, particularly from a tackling point of view, and particularly inside 50. Is that something that you guys hold as one of the core components of your game?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got Tommy Atkins is a tackling machine in there. Shawnee Manor loves it down forward. So you've got those two guys leading the charge, and it just drags other blokes along. You know, you see someone lay a good tackle, you want to go into it as well. So they're probably the guys that start it. And it is a big focus for us. We want that tackle pressure corralling. We want all that, especially as defenders, we want as much pressure on the ball so their dirty ball is coming forward.
Jed, are mum and dad still at home with you, or have they finally moved out?
No, well, they've sold their unit, so they're... I was going to get the shovel out the other day and start digging the site cut for them, but no, they're still with me.
And what did you get? Did you give mum the bouquet of flowers? Was she in the guard of honour when you ran out?
Yeah, grabbed some flowers. They're in the rooms here somewhere. I'll go find them. Yeah, there you go, some flowers. That's my Mother's Day gift.
Very good.
And Jed, you didn't kick one out in the full either, so you must have been working on that while you were out.
Yeah, well, maybe I should have, because don't we win when I do that?
Yeah, I think we've got a perfect strike rate when you kick one out in the full. Maybe so if you could just ensure you do that going forward, that'd be great.
Yeah, but your mum doesn't like it when we harp on it. She messages in the call and tells us, can you stop picking on my boy?
Yeah, that's good. That's what mums are for, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a very good point. Jed, great to see you back. Commiserations on the loss, but we're wrapped to see the 24 back out and running, and may long continue into the season.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Jed Buse joining us on K-Rock Footy from down in the vanquished Geelong rooms for Homestyle Aged Care.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.